Hello, everyone. Welcome to Weekly Advice from Everyday Experts, a podcast from HubPages.com, in which HubPages staff members talk about interesting hubs or guides or articles that are on our site. Right now, because it's late September and the holidays are starting to roll around, people are starting to write about them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And of course, the biggest holiday, the most popular one now on the site is Halloween, because everyone's getting really excited. So we decided to make the theme of this week's podcast Halloween costume ideas that are creative and fun and interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting next to Robin Edmondson, and I'm Simone Smith, by the way. We are both staff members of HubPages.com, but we also write articles. So because there's so many different costume guides on the site, we're going to talk about three that were written by HubPages staff members. But there are tons more on HubPages.com if you type in Halloween costume on the site.
Lots of hubs show up.
Oh, so many.
Great ideas, too. There's some really fantastic hubs on Halloween costumes. It's a great place to come for
incredible
ideas.
I don't even know where to start with them, which is why I was like, let's just do the ones we did.
Yes.
But the ones that we'll focus on today, just as starting points, are great costume ideas for sisters, great costume ideas for groups and for families, and great costume ideas if you want something very relevant or trendy. And I think that covers a lot of bases.
Yes.
Let's start with, Robin, let's start with the one that you did. It's titled Family Halloween Costume Ideas That Are Easy and Fun, which is pretty straightforward.
So we have three girls, so it's always been fun to kind of dress them up alike. And our oldest now is starting to get a little bit past that stage, but our two little ones still like to get dressed up. And it's fun to dress up as a group. I think it's fun. The best Halloween costumes I've seen are ones that work together.
Absolutely. They have a huge impact.
Yeah, they do. Last year, one of the funny ones that we saw was for Glee, and one guy dressed up as Sue Sylvester, and it was hilarious.
Oh, the tracks. That was the Halloween costume of last year, I remember.
Yep.
The Sue Sylvester costume.
Some of the family ideas we had. One year, we were all angels. The three girls and I were an angel, and angels, and Paul was a devil, so that was fun. A good friend of mine, they've dressed up as the Incredibles. So they have three kids too, and so they were all dressed up as Incredibles.
That's very sweet.
I've seen large groups dressed up as the Wizard of Oz, so you have a Dorothy and a Scarecrow and a lion and all the different characters, and also Alice in Wonderland, so that's a fun one for
that's
a big
great.
Group, because there's so many characters.
Well, and they're all really interesting
they
characters
are.
Too.
Yeah, and fun to dress up like.
Yeah.
The Addams Family or the Munsters are always fun.
I absolutely love them. And I was Wednesday for Halloween once.
Oh,
it's a
fun.
Very, very easy costume to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be fun for me to dress up like that, too. Yeah. And my favorite was the hamburger, though.
Yes!
So the hamburger, I don't know where I saw this or read this, but someone, the kids dress up as different condiments or like a tomato, lettuce, meat. If you're veggie, they could be a Boca burger, which would be funny. And then the parents are the buns. So
it's the sweetest,
squish them together.
Cutest thing, and great for group pictures.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
So those are some of the family ones that we thought of, or I thought of.
Those are great group ones. Yeah. The only other group one that I've seen that blew my mind was right when Juno came out.
Oh,
and you know how throughout the movie there are a bunch of runners always going in like those short shorts?
Yes.
A group had done that. And
that's
when
funny.
I saw them, I thought it was just the best thing
that's hilarious.
Ever. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen people dress up as the Village People every year pretty much, because that's a classic, but it's also done a lot.
I know when I was a kid, two of my friends and the three of us dressed up as Q-tips. And my mom made a huge box, and we all stood in the box. And then we wore blue unitards and white puff on our head and puff on our feet. And then she had decorated the Q-tip box to look exactly like a Q-tip box.
That's
and the three
incredible.
Of us walked together as Q-tips. That was really fun.
That is really, really
That's
cool.
fun, because I think a lot of times, like, the fifth and sixth graders, they want to dress up alike. They want to have, like, a little group.
Yeah, you want to be in a group. You don't want to be some weirdo dressed up in a costume. Yeah. It's all about the social dynamics.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why it really helps to go with. There's so many movie themes in your recommendations, and that's why people like to, you know, refer to that or be a part of a group, you know, dress up like a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Those are wonderful. So your husband and HubPage's CEO, Paul Edmondson, you sort of referred to him dressing up as a devil at one point, he wrote a hub on HubPage's about great costume ideas for sisters. And yes. I thought a lot of them were really cute. And the pictures he included were also adorable. Mm-hmm. Two of your girls dressed up as Little Bo Peep and her sheep.
Yes.
That's such a cute idea, and I've never really seen it before.
Yes, it was. It was a really sweet costume. And my mother-in-law actually made them, so they're beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
And she had the whole staff and the headdress and everything, the hat, the bonnet. It was very, very cute.
It was adorable.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun.
And another one that he recommended was Cinderella and Gus. Mm-hmm. Now, Cinderella costumes are so easy to come by, and so are mouse costumes, really.
How cute for an older sister and a little brother.
Oh, totally.
That would be so adorable.
Totally.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the one devils. And a lot of families are just so mischievous that everyone's like, finally, they're just dressing like they're acting.
Yep.
But princesses, too, because everyone wants to be a princess. And I imagine with two sisters, who doesn't want to dress up like a princess?
I know. I try to avoid the princesses because they have so many little dresses that they dress up during the year. It's kind of nice to do something other than princesses.
Yeah.
They were witches, I think, last year.
Ooh, witches. The
year before.
Fun.
And I got their costumes on Etsy, and it was great. They had tutus and beautiful witch costumes.
Yeah,
Etsy's
got
a great place
Etsy
to buy homemade costumes. Yes.
That's great for homemade costumes. Yeah, because my mom didn't like sewing, and I could never. Mm-hmm. But that's so much better than going to a big box store.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And about the same price, so.
Yeah, but so much cooler and unique.
When I ordered their costumes off Etsy, the woman was able to talk to her, tell her the sizes, exactly what I wanted, and she just made them for us.
Oh.
And they were amazing. They looked so cute.
I need to do that from now on.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Another one, and you'd mentioned Alice in Wonderland is a good theme to go with, and perhaps if there are sisters in a group doing that, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
That would be fun.
That is so cute and so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Although no one would want to be. Well, either one of
those. You don't know who's who.
Yeah, that's true.
And we were Tweedledee and Tweedledum when I was in high school once with a friend, and a friend's parent had made these costumes, and they had a huge hula hoop in the middle of them, so they were one piece with a big hula hoop, and they were so much fun to dress up in.
That sounds like a lot of
fun. It was really fun, except you couldn't walk through a door. You had to, tilt sideways, and it was fun, though.
It sounds like
they're definitely an attention getter.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like an earlier version of now all of the inflatable costumes.
Yes.
Like the inflatable sumo wrestler.
Yeah,
those are strange. It seems like in 2008 or so, the world discovered inflatable everything, like inflatable lawn ornaments and inflatable costumes. Suddenly everything came with a little fan attached to it.
That's true.
It's so strange.
It is strange.
I wonder what the next thing will be. It was LEDs and inflatables were the holiday inventions of the recent years. I'm kind of scared.
I am too.
I'm kind of scared. But speaking of recent developments, the hub that I wrote that's Halloween-oriented recently is for internet meme Halloween costumes because I love trendy internet culture, and most of my friends do too. And if you're a fan of internet culture, you could consider these as some of the really, really easy ones you can go with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, at least in the year 2011, there was a huge blow up of the discussion of bronies and brony culture, which is to say guys who happen to love My Little Ponies, Friendship is Magic, which is not really designed for guys. But all you had to do to be a brony is have, a My Little Ponies t-shirt or, buy a couple figurines and just carry them around. Mm-hmm. It's one of the cheapest and easiest, but really trendy and witty Halloween costumes you could go with right now. Of course, everyone understands that the word Friday has an entirely new meaning after this year rolled around. So if you dressed up as Rebecca Black or walked around with a boombox playing her song, her hit single, you could also give some pretty decent commentary, at least, on the year.
One that I saw online, too, was the progressive girl flow.
That's a good one.
You have to get the flow a little badge.
Yeah, and have her little, what is that, a bouffant?
Yep.
And, her red lipstick.
Yes.
That's a smart one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dressing up as any sort of known commercial character is a good one. Last year, one of the most popular meme costumes, because I watch them every year, was the Old Spice man.
Oh, yeah,
because it's so easy. All you need is Old Spice and a towel.
Yeah, but it's hard to look like him.
Yeah, well, and you also need, like several hours every day of
in
training.
In the gym.
Yeah. And good genetics.
Yes. And lots of manscaping.
Lots of manscaping. But I bet a lot of people did.
I don't know if it's appropriate to talk about manscaping on our
podcast. It's totally appropriate. Everyone talks about manscaping. Anyway, another thing, if you don't want to worry about all those more body sculpting-like details, is Antoine Dodson, which was also another popular one last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of the Bed Intruder song.
No.
Oh, it's a very, very popular meme from 2010, but it still has popularity now. Basically, what happened is a guy on the news who had a very interesting way of delivering, just like speaking, got auto-tuned by this one, by this YouTube group of people.
Oh.
And it got turned into a song, which went viral. And all he was wearing was a red bandana and a black tank top. But if you dress up as him and know how to say what he says or sing the song, suddenly you have a very easy, very easy costume.
Yes.
Another thing, one thing that's very popular in the world of online memes is things called image macros, which you know what they are. They're a photo of something or some sort of image with big white block letters around it. So you can create your own image macro by putting your face inside a piece of thick poster board and having either bright colors around it and then printed words. And then you're your own image macro, which is a really smart way to go. Or you could turn yourself into another image macro by actually printing out one of the popular ones and just putting it on your face, which I've seen a lot of people do. And in 2011, one thing that rolled out in great popularity was a lot of very oddly illustrated faces. Each of them has its own name. One's called Forever Alone, one's called You Know Guy, and another one's called Me Gusta. They're sort of like these really weird contorted faces. If you Google them, you'll find them. And you can just print them out on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, slap on, cut it out, slap on a rubber band, and put it on your face, and a lot of people will get it.
Interesting. What are you going to be for Halloween, Simone?
Well, I really... Okay, you know how there's this whole thing with young women and dressing up as a slut for Halloween? Like, you're just sexy bumblebee, and you're sexy everything.
Yeah. It's really hard when you're around kids.
It is really hard when you're around kids, but parents still do it. Everyone, a lot of people still do it. Now, college campuses, which I've recently escaped from, it's rampant, I gotta tell you. So, with my friends on college campuses, they often discussed... how can we game this? What can't be sexy? And the ultimate conclusion was Kim Jong-il. But you had to do it correctly. He had to have, something. He had to be creepy. There had to be a paunch, or there had to be, the weird haircut. But it also had to be sexy. So if I do end up dressing up this Halloween, I want to figure out...
Sexy Kim Jong-il.
How cool would that be? Yeah. But yeah, there are lots of really easy things that you can do to be trendy and weird and funny. Mm-hmm. And just Googling around a little bit, looking at the latest memes can be a good source of cheap inspiration. So we hope that we've given you some ideas. I guess the other simplest ones. Let's end with our favorite, most creative but cheap costumes. I think you'd actually mentioned one that had to do with aquatic animals a little bit earlier when we were talking about this podcast.
Oh, the jellyfish.
Yeah, which is...
I love the jellyfish.
So how do you make the jellyfish, Robin?
So the jellyfish is just a clear umbrella, and you can wear either all white or if you have anything that's kind of iridescent-y. And you attach bubble wrap. So you get a big thing of bubble wrap and you cut it so that it's just the bubbles.
Yeah.
And you attach those to the umbrella.
Yeah,
it just hangs. And you can get some iridescent paper or whatever to line the inside of the umbrella or around it and make it look really cool. And it's super easy.
I've even seen people take, those little battery-powered small light strips.
Oh, yes, I've seen that too.
And they light the inside of the jellyfish.
That's cool.
It's a smart one.
It is.
Yes, I think that's one of the smartest, cheapest, but really creative and cool costumes.
Yeah.
That's not, for groups or that's associated with a meme or something popular. Yes. Everyone will get it.
Yeah.
Another thing that you can do, that this is a costume that I made a couple years back that had the biggest impact I've ever had when I put on a costume. And that was, I really just bought two bags of cheap plastic cups, and I just started stapling them together. And the more you staple them together, they start to form a large ball. So you staple them together with the outsides facing outward.
Okay.
So the bottom of the cup is facing inward. And there's just, they start to naturally curve.
Okay.
And then you just keep making them until there's this giant globe with a small hole in the bottom that holds for your head. And you just put it on your head. And depending on what you wear below, you can be anything from a golf ball to the Disney Epcot Center to the most popular one was a dandelion, because I was wearing a leafy dress.
Oh, fun.
But the idea came from a Japanese artist who did what she referred to as cupheads for like a performance artist perspective. And she just walked around cities with like these giant cups on her head. Collections of cups. So that's a really cheap way to go. If you have a stapler and about 300 plastic cups, put those together and people will, it will blow their mind.
I saw another one too that I thought was really easy and funny is dressed all in white and a t-shirt that you don't care if you get ruined because you need to take black indelible marker and write on it things like, your butt doesn't look big, you're my best friend, and things that are little white lies. So your white lies. Yeah, it was a good one. And super inexpensive. All you need is a white t-shirt and a Sharpie.
Well, anyone can buy a white t-shirt. You can also just walk around with a Sharpie and have people add more to it.
Oh, that's
fun. So it becomes
fun.
Like a group thing.
That's fun. I like that idea.
Dude, I want to do that. I have to go to a bunch of Halloween parties so I can try all of these out. All of them. Well, we hope that you have a really good costume planned. Or, well, if you haven't, then, well, here's some ideas. Just use one of these. And if you also would like to share your cool Halloween costume building process or ideas, you should write about it on Hub Pages. If you're already on the site, then just write a new hub about it. If you're not, joining is free and easy, and we'd love to hear about your own cool costumes. And if you have any suggestions for future podcasts, either based on a hub you found on the site that you think we should discuss or a subject that you find fascinating, tell us about it by sending us an email at podcast@hubpages.com. Have a happy Halloween, everyone! Mm-hmm.